What is up, After Buzzers? We are here for an incredible spotlight on. We have, you may know him as Detective Alonzo Loya, or Victor Aldertree, or Charles Fredrickson. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There's your buzzer.
There it is.
And your theme song, yes. He's got moves too, guys. He's got moves.
It's my only move.
Oh, that's the only move.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it to the song.
He has move. Oh, the lights. Okay. All right. I love it.
I'm gonna mime it.
Yes. He's singing this, actually. This is what he sounds like. It's amazing, guys. What is up, After Buzz? We are here for an incredible spotlight on. I'm going to let him keep jamming to himself. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz. And I am joined by a very special guest right now.
Are you ready?
Damn, okay.
Come on.
We have Nick Sager here. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and give your social media and everything else?
How you doing, people? My name is Nick Sager, and the social medias will be at Nick D. Sager.
I said your last name wrong. I'm sorry. It's the country accent coming out. I did. I said Sager instead of Sagar. Doesn't matter? Okay,
listen,
great.
I get Sager, Sugar, Cigar.
Oh, cigar.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of like sugar, though.
You like sugar?
Yeah.
All right.
Just a little sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little sugar.
He's going to be sassy all interview. This is going to be fun. I'm ready to go. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh,
you shouldn't have put wine in my cup.
There's a lot of red wine in there, guys. He's going to be a little like...
Oh, I'm in a good place.
You in a good place?
I'm in a good place.
Okay. Are we ready to go? Let's do this. Do we need a buzzer to just start your buzzer?
Let's go.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm so lucky to have you on. You're my first Spotlight On guest, actually.
Oh, thank you for having me.
There you go. Are you ready for this? Because I feel like I'm not prepared.
I feel like I'm ready. Like I said before, this is my first time anyone's invited me to come and talk. So let's just say we got a lot of pent up to get through.
Oh, okay.
So you better be ready.
But you've had a lot of success lately. I mean, you've had a lot. You're on 3 big shows right now. Like currently, yeah. At one time, when do you sleep? This is my question for you.
It's been a blessing, honestly. Yeah. This past year, I still sit there and can't even believe what's going on.
Yeah.
To be part of those 3 amazing shows is unbelievable. So,
and how long ago did you move over here from London?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
I've been there like 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And then it all just hit at once.
Yeah, so I moved at 21, mm-hmm. You know. Was done with Forest Gate in London, and you know, they just had enough. You know, sorry, friends listening, we got Forest Gate. Sorry, but I needed a change, and it was real hard to make a change in the neighborhood that I grew up in and around the same people. Not nothing to do with them, myself.
Yeah.
I just had to get out, and the opportunity came, and I came here at 21.
That's amazing.
Took about 6 years to get somewhere, but
yeah.
Compared to, you know, reign in England, which I love England. I love the people. I have to say that, because they will kill me. But, you know, sunshine, and it was an easy treat.
Yeah, you can't complain when you live in L.A. and it's sunny and it's 100
I'm
degrees
sorry,
out
man.
In October.
Like, yo, I can hit the beach in October. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You're down the street. Let's go. Right?
Super local.
So how did you end up getting to Hop the Pond over here? Like, what opportunity presented itself to get over here when you were 21?
It's actually... a bit of a long story.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
I don't know if I want to big them up or not. Is that bad?
No, not at all.
Am I going to get in trouble for that?
No.
I was with a school in England who did this presentation thing that was an American school. It included all Americans. We were the only English school to travel. So a bunch of us traveled over here in LA, met managers and agents and performed for them. It was like a big week showcase.
Okay.
Kind of X Factory, but without the cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's where I'd met my manager.
Okay.
Luckily, my first manager. And, you know, he'd said, you know, it'd be good for you to come over here. And luckily, I had my dad with me, too. And he was like, maybe it is good for you to come over here.
Oh, there you go.
Like, well, hell.
Like, thanks, Dad.
You, Dad, with a great idea. Let's do this. So then, yeah, I came here like a couple months after that going really well. And I was with that manager for a few years. And then we was just basically I came over really green.
Yeah.
Hadn't done anything of real merit. I'd been like theater training, did a lot of courses, trained in school and college. But this was like my first break into. I was just like, yo, I'm gonna jump in the ocean. I ain't got no time for the pond.
And you're just gonna let
this tide take me away. Hell yeah.
Wait, what was your first role here? Was it NCIS?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh,
research.
Yes.
Yo. Yeah. They That was my first role here. It was for the NCIS LA. It was a little Christmas episode.
Me
and my little college lover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, did you die or did she die? Because there's always some death in NCIS.
No, we actually didn't die, but I think we was the reason as to why the security guard died.
Got it.
Yeah.
There's always some death.
Yeah, we was like making out, and then I tried to... It's nothing to do with me in real life, okay? It's just a character. I tried to take her into this quiet place so we can get a bit more freaky.
Oh, okay.
And the security guard catches me, and then...
And then he died? Did you kill him?
No, he gets chloroformed. I think, is it chloroformed, the stuff they put on there?
Oh, when they put it over the face? Yeah. I think so.
Passed him out. I don't know if he died, but he looked pretty dead to me.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think I just made up that he died.
That's a great way to start your LA career.
Yeah, no, right?
Killing a guy with chloroform. Okay.
No, I didn't kill him. I just ran off with my girl because he caught us. Mm. And then they got robbed and stuff.
Oh, so it was
your
fault.
So it's technically my fault, but... Yeah. You can't blame a college kid.
No, not at all.
No, cool, you know.
I don't hold
priorities,
that against you.
Man. Priorities.
And then now you become a detective. So you went from causing the crime to solving.
Solving very lightly.
You're trying.
Trying very hard. Lawyer, okay. Like, bless him. He tries real hard.
We
His heart's
ragged
in the right
on you
place.
A lot on the Queen of the South after show, not gonna lie, Lawyer.
So after about the fourth episode, the joke on set was I became Officer Dewey. Yeah, because I'd run in and the whole cartel would be gone and I'd be like, damn,
missed right after.
Next time. Every time that would be the thing, like I'll be one step behind him. But as it went on, you know, he started to get grow a pair of, we say nuts?
Sure.
Cojones.
There you go. It's Spanish. You got it. Yeah, you're learning.
He grew a pair of those. And then, he got shot.
I was getting ready to say, I was waiting for you to say that because I was going to be like,
that's what happens when you grow a pair of nuts. You get shot.
So that's actually how we met, was through the Queen of the South team. Mm-hmm. So you guys are awesome.
Big up Sandy and the rest of them. Sandy was the one who put me onto this. Yeah. That's like sister. I love her. I love them all.
The whole family is fantastic.
Yo, that, especially being new. So I remember coming in and sitting around the table with most of them. And they were like, hi, you know, we're welcoming Nick to the... And I was just like... Everyone there's like, hola, you know, speaking Spanish. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, they're going to find out that I don't know anything. But they were amazing.
Lovely. Wait, was that part of the requirement for the audition?
No, luckily, it wasn't. I did Spanish in school, so I'm like vaguely familiar with it. But my Spanish career in school weren't too good. I got kicked out quite a lot.
Well, your
he
English,
just didn't like me.
Your American accent school went really well, though, because I had no idea you were British until I met you at the after party for Queen of the South.
Oh.
No idea. Oh, and then he opens his mouth. I'm like, oh, this
like,
is different.
Not another one of those over here. Gosh. God grief. There's way too many. I'm trying to get away from it. Nah, I mean, it definitely benefited me living here for so long. Because I just studied and listened and listened. I'd go to McDonald's and try and... Not that I eat McDonald's. So I'd go into drive-thrus and try and order out and see how it would work.
And
but
it
I used
worked?
To do that in England, yeah. I used to, like, just for fun, I'd go up and say, let me do Jamaican today. Or I'd be like,
so you can do Jamaican too? How many accents do you have in there?
Well, my mom's Jamaican, so...
That makes sense.
Yeah. So anytime I'm in trouble, you know what that means. Yeah.
No.
You know what's funny though? I don't. Anytime, it's intriguing. Anytime I get angry or like frustrated, the Jamaican will just come out. But it's from my mom. Because she speaks very soft and pristine. And then the moment you piss her off, it's like, what a bull. I was going to say it, but I didn't say it. For my Jamaicans out there, they know exactly what I was going to say. What a bum.
Oh, I feel like that's going to have to come out sometime within this whole interview, the Jamaican.
Yeah. Just get me frustrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get you frustrated. No, I don't want to get you mad.
No, you have to do it intentionally.
Okay.
Like, I just can get frustrated at myself because I said something stupid.
Okay, this perfect. Happens. Great. I love it. Well, I want to show that clip where we were talking about where you clearly grew a pair and then became getting shot from Queen of the South. So this is, let's show it.
What the hell are they doing?
Grenade! That's one way to end a series. Get shot in a hand grenade.
This was so much fun to shoot.
So where did you guys shoot this at?
This was in the middle of nowhere, outside of Dallas. It wasn't Waxahachie. I don't even know if that was it. It was outside. I'm not going to try and remember where it was. It was like a cabin in the middle of the forest.
And you guys just shot out there for how many days?
Yeah, this we was there for the whole week. Okay. This whole episode was shot there.
How long did this segment, like the sequence, take for you guys to shoot?
The action scene was a whole week. It'd be like different parts each day.
So
it'd be like, it'd be the first part of when we came in, and then the windows blowing out, and the grenades, and then the guys coming in off. They'd split it down into little parts.
Oh my God.
But there was so many bullets fired into that. Obviously fake ones, but it was so fun to watch. Like, to have the glass. I was like, you don't need to act. I feel like
just
I'm being shot.
Right now.
Yeah, the grenade made real noise. I'm like, this is scary.
Did you get to do your own stunts? Oh, you just got shot in the head. There's a lot going on in this
scene.
They
actually let me do quite a bit on this, which I was so happy for. They
let me get to?
Like, I drove the cars, a few little jumps here and there they let me do. Like, when I jumped off the on and off the parked plane. Amazing. I'm trying to be Jackie Chan, man.
Okay, I see that. Yeah, I totally see that.
I want to do some of that stuff. Maybe not as extreme as him, because he's like, you know, he wants to jump off roofs and that. Yeah, but I'll do ground floor.
Well, I mean, you have a black belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he probably has like a 10th degree black belt.
Okay, well, I mean, still, you're at least in the realm.
Yeah, we're catching up. Yeah. Catching up, you know.
Wait, what degree are you at? I don't know the difference.
First?
Hey, it's a black belt, though.
I should be second. But I've been, you know, I've been kind of lazy. I did kind of get the black belt and just say, yay, I'm give up. No, I went to try another martial art, but I'm currently trying to get my second time.
So do you have to test every time to get a different degree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to, every 2 months, there's a belt exam.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So you'd have to go through all of the forms and spar and break board. It's pretty fun.
You can break wood. You can do the break board.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some wood in there?
I don't. I wish.
Next
can
time.
You cut the table? Just go.
Yeah, I don't want to do that to the table, though. I mean, glass is my specialty, especially stuff this hard. I mean, I do it in my sleep. But I'm going to let this one slide because, you know, it's a nice table.
I'm going to hold you up to it next time.
Yeah.
The next interview we have, you're going to have to break some boards.
If
for
I don't
me.
Show up, it's because of the glass break. I really can't do that. Give me some soft wood.
Soft wood. Pliable, very pliable where it bends.
That's what
there
I
you
use,
go.
Yeah.
There
so
you go.
It's just about the noise and the effect. No one needs to know.
Know how hard it actually is to punch through it. The lessons from Nick. There you go.
Life lessons
right there. Did you get to use some of your martial arts for any of your auditions, though?
I haven't got to use it yet. I'm dying. I keep getting beaten up.
That's yeah, you're
mean,
not
using,
winning in this game
nah,
right now.
Yeah,
you're losing.
Which happened the same thing in which was funny in Shadowhunters, because there's a lot of fighting on that. And I did get a little bit. They did bless me with the sword, which was amazing. I was so they gave me 3 moves. I swear
you got to
you
with the sword.
I was in the back for an hour making that perfection. Because I need, you know, like, I wanted it.
I
gotta
make
the sword.
This good.
Let me go over here and I'm gonna show you what I can do. Because I was dying to use anything as a weapon. Because everything so far, I've either ill manners, I was beat up and stripped naked. Shadowhunters, I was strangled and beat up again. Queen of the South.
Yeah. Shot.
Yeah, shot.
And
strangled.
And your boss got
around.
Shot.
Yeah, boss got shot. One day I'm gonna hurt someone.
Are you? You're just going to pin up all that anger and just
take
it off. Yeah.
Take it out on the wrong person and probably get fired.
Oh, but wait, have you beaten up anybody on the Have and Have Nots yet?
Ooh. Well, I didn't really, not really beat him up, but I've able to exert myself a bit more, a bit more power. But he's less physical.
I was going to say, he does not seem like a very...
He's more intimidating, but then he's a very, very sly candidate. Oh, he's got so much stuff under the surface that people have no idea.
And what season are you guys on right now?
That, I think we just finished the... Because it splits into different parts. So I think we're coming. We just finished 4, I believe, going into 5. Don't quote me, though. I might get in trouble for that. I think I'm right.
How did you luck out to be on 3 shows at one time? Were they all the same auditions? Like, you just booked all 3 of them? Or...
Well, it was funny. Everything really does happen for a reason. Yeah. So I came back in that... January, I'd been doing pilot season, and things were, you know, I'd got close, it was good, but it was just, you know, every so often it was like, oh, you got close, but next one.
Yep.
Ended up booking a movie, was overjoyed, worked on it for 2 weeks, got cancelled. Yeah,
no.
I was done. I was like, I wasn't done, but I was like, I need like a month
break
or something, just, and then they had sent me this reading for Tyler Perry's Have and Have Nots. It didn't say anything about the show. It didn't really give you too much. So it was funny because I remember that night having to just to pick it up to work on it. Mm-hmm. I had to, like, my boy, who my friend who I was with, he was like, just do it, man. Just, you know, just push through it and see what happens. And I did. And then the next day I ended up doing the audition. He called me and I had to go to Atlanta. Did the second part in front of him and he was like, I love it. You know,
in front of Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. How was that?
It was intense.
Yeah.
Real. Oh, he's the best guy, man. So that whole, just everything, the studio, him, it's like a family. It's amazing. From day one, I was like, this is home. But the funny part is, I walk into his office and Mark Swinton leads me in. His office was huge. I could have sworn there was a desk on this side too. So I've walked in looking this way and I hear, oh, hey, man. And he's on that side. And I'm like, oh, yeah, great. Perfect start to the meeting. How you doing, bud? So then that's what happened at the start. Yep, good old me.
Best audition story ever.
Oh, yeah, one just of them. Anyway, just one of the beautiful things that I do when I'm nervous.
So the Have and Have Nots is on OWN. I need to hear, is there an Oprah story? I need to hear it if there is one.
There's always an Oprah story.
I need to hear it.
I did get to meet her, though, and that was crazy.
Like, I feel like I would just not be able to speak.
Well, luckily, it kind of hit me out of surprise, so I didn't get the chance to be, you know, like, in awe, because you could just feel it. It was like the plate, there was like a small chatter, and I was just finished a nice little sex scene, so I was getting rechanged. I don't know if I had my jeans on and my belt was kind of undone, and then I'd heard Tyler go, hey, and that's that's Nick. He's the new guy playing Charles. And then I looked up and she was like, hey, Nick, nice to meet you. And I was like, oh my God, the first time I meet Oprah and I'm half naked.
She's probably watching the whole scene, though. Was she there for that?
This is the great part. So this was before the scene. So, you know, I said hello and it was amazing. And as she walked off, I was like, okay, that was over. Did the scene. And then she came back up and said, congratulations. That was a brilliant scene. Loved watching it. I was like, still half naked, but it's still in awe. It was amazing.
I feel like I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I didn't.
To watch your work in general and then to watch you do a sex scene, that's one hell of an Oprah story.
As soon as it was finished, I was like, yes, I've got a dope Oprah story. Let someone be my Oprah story, mate.
I don't think anyone
half
ever
naked,
will.
Half-naked sex scene? What? No, everyone's probably got a dope Oprah story. I'm just...
I don't,
you
know, yeah.
It was my
first time.
I was excited. She was lovely, though. They all were. That whole, like, the Have and Have Nots is... just amazing.
Now, do you shoot in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Atlanta's fun. Shout out to the ATL, though. It's always mad love. I love that place.
How long do you guys shoot there?
We did for a couple months.
Okay.
A couple months, yeah.
So you're either in Atlanta or Dallas, anywhere else? Where do they shoot Shadowhunters at?
Toronto.
You're all over the globe. You're never actually in LA.
Yeah, no one would have thought that. I spent 19 years in the same spot. And now it's just like, I'm moving everywhere. I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. It's what I always wanted. So I am so grateful. But it's been amazing. This year I've seen three amazing cities. Toronto is pretty cool. Have you ever been?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Dope.
Yes. Yes, I have. I mixed Toronto up in Vancouver. I'm so sorry. Any Canadians out there? I'm so sorry. Did not mean to mix up Toronto and Vancouver. I have been to Toronto.
It's good. Where was it? Wait. Now, see, I was going to say something real stupid. Toronto is in Ontario, right? It is.
Yes.
I'm sure someone will tell me if I'm wrong.
He has moves. Someone said in the live chat he has moves.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Who's putting me out there, though?
You got some moves.
I used to be a Brickleton.
Did you really?
I can't sit still. I actually wanted to be a professional.
That was like what you were going for?
Well, I used to... Soccer was my thing.
Okay.
So I played semi-professional for a while. That was my be all and end all. Shout out to Liverpool, LFC. Where my Reds at? I had to do it. I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm sorry. I've got so many Man United friends out there. Say what? Sorry, I had to do it. But yeah, I always wanted to be a soccer player.
Yeah.
Then found out the dream weren't going to happen.
Wait, why?
Huh?
Why? Well, clearly we know now that you were destined for this, but...
I'd like to think so. That's very nice of you to say.
Of course.
But I just didn't make the cutting. And plus my mindset then wasn't as strong.
How old were you then?
Oh, this was from like 6 to 16.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you get into it real young.
Yeah.
Back in England. And then after when I was going out, I was like, I kind of like dancing. So I'm gonna try that. So I did street dance. Didn't really like the routine stuff of it too much. I just liked the freestyle. So I got back in, I went into breakdancing, yeah. My older brother got me into it, watching Beach Street and all those old school movies with Ozo and
That is awesome.
Oh yeah.
Did your brother keep going with the dancing?
No, my older brother just introduced me to, he was a DJ and producer growing up. So he loved hip hop, graffiti, everything. So I caught that buzz from him. And like he would show me all the stuff I wasn't supposed to see. Everything. Like he showed me Menace to Society, Boys in the Hood. I was like 6, 7 years old. He went, I'm like,
your
Blair
mom was
Witch
not
Project.
Happy with
oh,
that.
She still don't know.
No.
That's why
she does now.
Sorry, Mom. Wait, what me? It was Mike. Mike gets away with everything,
oh
man.
My God. He's
but
the older brother.
Yeah, he's the older brother. But you know, I do thank him for so much though. Because those early introductions were was to what made me, you know, clued up about that stuff. Because I had friends in school who didn't have older brothers who had found out about music and stuff later. So I really benefited finding out early.
Did that help? I'm going to jump to the other project that you did in London, Ill Manners. Did that help for all of that?
Yeah. Now, that was one of my favorite projects to work in. Just because it was based in the area I grew up in, was shot outside my local school, the whole neighborhood, there was like so many local people who just grew up with who had been put in the movie too. Because Ben, who his name's Plan B, he's a musician in England, but he's a brilliant guy, amazing. Like it was his first movie, wrote, directed, produced everything in it, and made a soundtrack to narrate the movie to go along with it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a hip hop musical ish without being directed towards the camera. He just kind of narrates it, and it was so much fun. I got to work with my brother. He acts too. We was in the same movie.
Okay. I got the same older brother?
Younger
brother.
So my older brother doesn't act. My younger brother.
Okay.
Yeah. So he acts.
How is that?
That's dope. That's dope. Yeah. Me and my younger brother, kind of, it's only 2 years between us. So we kind of been like twins growing up. I had the same jacket. He had the same jacket. Like, that's just what my parents
would
do.
Gotta be equal.
Yeah, everything.
All times.
It's kind of frustrating. But now
when you're a kid,
him.
But now you're like, it's okay.
Now that we're older, like, best friends.
Is he still acting?
Yeah, he's actually doing a BBC show now in Argyle right now. Yeah,
that's incredible.
That's currently airing, so people check that out. Baby Bro's doing his thing.
I think you tweeted about that, didn't
Even
you?
Even though he's taller than me, and I call him Baby Bro.
Oh, he's taller than you.
Yeah,
my little sister's taller than me, so I feel
It's my short man complex. I have to call him Baby Bro. Get me 5'9", 5'10" on a good day.
There you
I'll
go.
Have that.
I like it. I like it. Tip one. Were you guys brothers in the movie as well?
So what?
I need to hear this story here, because we don't
he
get
was
this
meant,
over here.
He was meant to be my friend at first. And then Ben was like, you lot look too much alike. Let's just make him your brother. So he became my brother, yeah.
Got it.
Because we had, like, we would have similar haircuts. And the only way you'd be able to tell the difference was he was taller than me.
So you guys carried on the matching on your own as you got older?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Kind of. It just kind of, yeah.
It's kind of happened.
Kind of happened. I mean, I guess it's that thing of looking up to your brothers too, because I copy stuff from my older brother. Like I said, with hip hop and breakdancing, he introduced me. So having that in the household definitely helped. Because like my dad as well, as to why I tried to work regular jobs, I lasted like 2 weeks before I quit.
Yeah,
I was just the worst. I'm a bit of a diva, you know.
With his red wine in his mug.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
You don't want me to put a little baby finger up now, you know, get real English in it. No.
Well, put your baby finger up and we'll watch the Ill Manners clip. Because I know that we have that as well. We got a little technical difficulty. It should be up in a second. But yeah.
Them guys are killing it now. I mean, Ed Skrein was in Deadpool. You got Riz, who's just doing way too much right now.
I heard about that.
Yeah, man. It was amazing.
Look at this. Here we go.
I wish they released this over here.
When was this done?
Oh,
how long ago?
This was... We started in like 2010. It didn't come out till 2012. 2013.
Got it. What is the... For anyone that's, I mean, stateside, obviously, that can't ever watch this, what is this... whole premise of this movie?
It's like an English version. It's like our Boys in the Hood are a mix. It's like a mix of, I'd say, Boys in the Hood. Like the lifestyle in the urban poverty-stricken places where, you know, the council estates, we call them, I mean, it'd be equivalent to Section 8 over here.
Yeah.
So just the lifestyles in those environments. probably what Rich Nuke paid in full ish.
Okay.
But it still has its own twist because it includes the music, which is, yeah, you know, he'd done a really, at first, I'm not gonna lie, when I heard hip hop musical, I was like, this is gonna be bad. Yes. Yeah, it's gonna have us like, ah. But no, I remember watching it after, like, get out of here. He killed it. Yeah.
Was that before you came over to LA? Or?
That was like in between. So I had booked it before, but it just been pushed back. I thought it was never gonna happen. Then randomly one day when I was here, he was like, gonna have to get you to come back, the movie's happening. So yeah, I went back, did it, and then came back here.
Wow.
Yeah. Probably should have stayed there for a little bit.
For a little bit longer, yeah.
Yeah, I came back here and people, like when I got my agent back home a year later, they were like, yeah, we was looking for you, but
I'm running away.
Yeah, I was like, I'm quitting, did one movie, you know, it's enough. Told you.
And then when did you start auditioning for all these other shows? There wasn't a much downtime though, was
no,
it?
No, well that
you
was
shot in
5 years ago.
In 2010?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a little bit.
Great story. Okay. Came back here. I was here for that like 2 years after, and then 2015 I went home for an audition and someone stole my passport. Yes, with my work permit and everything. So I got stranded for 2 years.
You got stranded for 2 years?
Yeah. Because they wouldn't let me back
here
in.
Here? No, there.
Yeah, it was real complicated to get back in due to my heritage and obvious look, you know. Mm-hmm. Look a bit fishy in there, according to the American border.
Yeah, let's not get into all of that. We could go on for hours about that one.
Definitely could go on for hours. But no, I thought I lost it. Went to watch Liverpool game, plugged it again. Thought I'd lost it, and then came back here. It took me about a year to get back.
Yeah.
And then I got a call randomly from the police saying, we found your passport on the other side of London in a drug bust underneath his bed. Yeah. I'm like, yo, like...
You have,
you
like, one incredible story.
It, bro. Like, you could have at least used it. Like, you just left it under the bed. Why not return it, man? Like, if you used it, I'd been like, all right, cool, fair play.
It makes sense.
But you just put it under your bed.
And kept it.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky that he got busted, so you finally got it back.
If I ever find you, bro. I ain't even joking. No, I'm joking.
Me, Oprah, half naked, got your passport stolen, found it under a bed in a drug bust. I feel like there's another story coming.
It'll come.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is one hell of a spotlight on. I never expected all of this. Okay.
I told you it was going to be fun. Just give me a glass of wine.
I think you're good.
People, it's not.
It's not wine. It's actually water.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock in the day.
It is. Is it 3 o'clock still? Yeah, it's. We're still in the afternoon. We got to hit 5 o'clock somewhere. I think you can.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. All the time.
There you go. All the time.
See?
And then also, we did want to... Oh, look, you have some
Someone
fans in there.
Charles is a G. Oh. Yes. Winton Mahorn. Hey, my best friend growing up, second name was Mahorn.
Aw. So, Charles is your character on...
Charles Walter Fredrickson.
Oh, excuse me.
Incredibly presidential.
Yes.
Yeah. When I heard that name, I was like, damn.
Okay.
So we want to start a real campaign?
And you got to actually use your accent and not do the American accent.
No, I did. I get to be American. Yeah. They won't let me be English. Yeah, are you allowed? Hey. You're not allowed to English a person from outside.
No, not at all. You can't. No. Once you come to LA, it's strictly all American accents.
Yeah,
yes.
See, I had to conceal it. I had to cover.
But the clip I found, I could have sworn that you had.
Don Haves?
No. Shadowhunters.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I mixed
Shadows
him up.
English. Yeah.
I mixed
him
up.
I got, funny
yes,
enough,
yes.
Cool story.
Oh.
Cool story.
Another one. I've got another one, guys.
No drug bus, unfortunately. Stolen passports. But I had gone to the audition for that and gone in. And usually I go in and just stay American. It's just easier. Did that, and like I always do, I forgot something in there, my sunglasses. So I've said goodbye and walked out, and I'm like, oh crap, my sunglasses. They're not even mine, they're parishes, my bad. Went back in to get them, and I had put on the form that I have a work permit. So the casting director was like, oh, you said you have a work permit, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, England. And then it just sparked in the head, they were like, he should try English, they would love it. So they called me back in the next time I got to be English, which was, you know, beautiful because I haven't been able to do it yet. And they loved it. Absolutely. And because Dom Sherwood, who plays Jace, he he's English and real, but he puts on the accent.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, it'd be so amazing to get you speaking English to your money's putting an accent. I was like, y'all are evil, but employ me. I'm here. And that show, I am having withdrawal symptoms. I love them, yeah. All of them. Cast, fans, crew, everyone. It's so much fun.
And you guys just got renewed, right?
Yeah, season 3, they're going now.
So when are you starting? There's a collective breath.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Okay. I'm just going to have to wait and find out, obviously. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
You guys are pretty much under wraps, though, for this one. I feel like there's such a huge fan following for Freeform and for Shadowhunters. It's insane.
I remember when I got it, they were like, you have to be very careful with social media, very careful with where you're posting, because I didn't know too much about it. And then when I had opened up to the world, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And then I remember being in Toronto and we was filming. Lord knows how they knew, but this girl and the guy, as I come out, literally went, hey, excuse me. I was like, are you on Shadowhunters? And I was like, I hadn't even shot yet. I just got there.
Wait, how did they know that?
Because apparently some people, they know the location of the hotel. So they might have seen me.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. I was just excited that someone was, wanted to talk to me. So like, can you get a picture? And I was like, hell yeah, you can get a picture, but just don't post it yet because I don't want to get in trouble. So that whole day, I remember being like, should I have taken that picture? Because if they post that, I'm going to get in some trouble. Luckily, they didn't, though.
No, you're good.
Well, they didn't.
Clearly. Now you're in the clear. Now you're fine.
I'd love to know who. Let's post that picture. Whoever
do you have
there.
That picture?
No, I don't.
Oh, we need to find whoever has that picture. If you are watching
right
now,
outside Soho.
Please.
And then
post.
I'd walk around the corner,
to
get lunch, and I was eating lunch, and I didn't know that they were still kind of there. And it was a friend, though.
Okay.
So the friend would be like, "Oh, can I have a picture too?" And I was like, "Of course, this is crazy. Yes, I've always wanted this." Yeah, I'm sorry. I was excited. First interview, first pictures. You know,
there are reasons to be excited, though.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course, I'm grateful.
There's more to come. It's always
really?
Once that momentum comes, it's going to keep going.
You think so?
I do. Oh, I do. So. Well, let's play a clip from Shadowhunters, too, because this is where I was like getting confused. I was like, I know he has an accent in one of these.
Yeah.
I
thought you'd lost at the end of your shift.
Why are you doing this to me? I proved that I wasn't in league with Valentine, but you're still treating me like I was. And everyone else here is questioning my allegiance.
As they should.
Final question.
Turn it off.
A question.
What do you want from me?
It's my job to make sure our shadow hunters are protected. To do that, they must know the truth about you.
I still remember half of these.
Dun, dun, dun. You're such
you,
a badass in this. I'm going to say that. I know we got a lot of teens watching, sorry.
You're making my life hell. And now you're trying to sabotage any shred of credibility I have left?
Oh, yeah. If you choose to stay, I'll have no other choice but to show everyone who they're living with.
If they're fighting alongside.
Oh, you still got it all memorized.
I still recite it in my sleep. Yes. I love it. I ain't even joking. Oh. Yo, I remember when I first saw the trailer and they had put the theme song in it before. Oh my God. I was so excited. So I was like a child. It was just such a great feeling. Like because I'd always kind of wanted to be in this industry or whatnot, and then to finally to be on an amazing show and then be a part of it, and then the small parts like the credits and seeing your name and hearing the theme song and
just gives you chills.
Yeah, and then you get messages from like people of like, yo, I'm so glad you're on the show, and I'm like, they love me. They actually like me.
Because they're diehard fans, though. Like, I feel you have to be accepted by
I love
the group.
That. I'm very, very passionate. Like, if I like someone, I'm diehard or just. There's only two ways. Either I don't care or I'm diehard.
Yeah.
So I'm totally with that. Love that.
Yeah.
Because, when I fall into a show or a film, it's bad. It's bad. I get obsessive.
Oh, yeah. Binge watch is a thing. It's
real
thing.
So you had said about the dog earlier. Mm-hmm. So when I got him, his name was Ghost. He's Game of Thrones.
Oh, of course. Of course. I don't watch Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. pause for awkward silence. Oh no, I don't. I'm so sorry.
You cut. I'll let you off.
Thank you.
If by the time we do re-loop this and come back,
yes,
that you've watched it. Because you have the benefit of binging.
Yeah, everything can be binged now.
Like, I started Game of Thrones when they started 5 years ago.
Well, we're in season seven now, right?
So they are deep in my subconscious messing me up with all these red weddings and killing people. Like, I am scarred from this damn show. You have to wait a year. They tried to kill my...
And they said it might come out later.
I'm Die Hard. They killed my favorite cat. Well, anyone who ain't watched it, you better turn away now. They tried to kill... Oh, sorry. Yeah, they tried to... See, I'm getting casual and frustrated. The Jamaicans can't... I wanted bomb button.
Wait, keep going. I need to hear the Jamaican. You said
he basically wants to hear me say, I want a blood clot, yeah, deal with. And for my Jamaicans, I'm sorry. It was just... Yeah. Oh, someone put love hearts in it. I wonder if that's because of what I said. Yeah,
we've
but
got Facebook Live going on here too, guys.
That's a bad Jamaican word. But we love it. We love it, you see?
Oh, look. I just want to say I love you as Victor. There's a screen up here, guys.
Awesome.
I love you as Victor on Shadowhunters. You are amazing. Yeah, how does that feel?
That.
I have that.
Unreal. Yeah. Unreal. I'm like, do you know when it first happened, Shadowhunters? Because that was the first, that came out before the Have. So that was the first time I started to see feedback. I had to kind of physically pull myself away
right.
because I'd never been in something like that. So mm-hmm. to see all these people saying like, oh, we loved it. It was amazing. So mm-hmm. I would get caught on there sometimes, but like, oh, like it. Oh, that's amazing. And I'd be like, okay, we have life. You know, yes. we should go eat. We should have a shower. We should do those things there.
Do the necessities of life. Yes, exactly.
The bare necessities. Yeah, that's my tune. I'm a Disney boy.
Oh, you're a Disney boy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what's your dream role, though? Is it a Disney movie?
Without sounding cliche,
mm-hmm.
I got a few.
Okay, let's go. I want to hear these.
Okay, all right. Some sort of boxer, MMA, something like that.
Yes.
Rocky-esque. Soldier, platoon-esque, Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
Disney, definitely. Some sort of prince. Mm. But I don't know.
They're getting ready to come out with the live-action Aladdin. Oh no! Oh, I just hit a chord.
Jafar, man. Oh. I'd love to be Jafar. I know it's not gonna happen, but Aladdin, it would be fun. But I'd much rather be Jafar. I just want to say that I think it's time to say goodbye to Prince Abu. That bit. That's my favorite bit from the. You know, with the hand. Yeah.
He knows it all too.
I know the whole thing. What's Iago is my favorite man, the parrot. But if I had to honestly pick one of my favorite Disneys. Sleeping Beauty. I had the craziest crush on her.
Yeah. Aurora.
When them fairies were making the cake and everything was floating with the dress, I used to sit there and pretend my sister was the one that was watching.
I did not expect that from you.
Yeah, I know you didn't. I'm going to keep you on your toes. That is one of my favorite scenes. But there's too many, man. There's like Robin Hood, Sword in the Stone.
Yeah.
So my dad would buy them all for my sister on VHS.
Aww.
And me and my brother would pretend like, oh, we don't want to watch it. But then we would be in there with our hot chocolates, just loving life.
With the marshmallows and the hot chocolate too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Mummy's special.
Oh.
Listen, big up mums and the hot chocolate though. No one makes a hot chocolate like mums. I miss it. I actually really do.
I don't think you could have it right now on the hot day outside.
Nah. And I wore this. Good grief.
I don't know how you're doing it.
I don't either. Clearly you can tell I'm from England.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got all the long sleeves and everything. And
well,
the jewelry,
one of my good friends takes the mick out of me and calls me sweater dude.
Do you only wear sweaters?
No, I just... Sometimes when it's a smarter look, it's just easier for a sweater. Mm-hmm. And then I don't always want to wear a shirt because it's so hot over here. After 10 minutes, I'm like...
Just take all the shirts off and everything?
Yeah, I'm like, this is oceans under my armpit.
Can I ask a question as well on this Instagram? This stuff that you've been doing, all these posts. What magazine or group are you... working with now?
Alpha Blackman.
Okay. Yeah. So what is that exactly?
So it is a page promoting like athletes, models, just alpha black men who are doing great things, you know? And they'd reached out to me. Funny enough, the John who ended up shooting with was friends with a friend from back home.
Small
neighborhood. And people who know London, Forest Gate is... When you say you're from London, Forest Gate is not the place you hear most of the time. Like, it's either Stratford or one of those. So to him to be like, oh, I was in Forest Gate, I was like, oh, this is meant to be. And we had a great shoot.
That's
it was
awesome.
Fun. But they, they're cool. They're doing a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
But it was definitely fun. A little too much toplessness for me, but you know.
Goes from the sweaters to toplessness.
Yeah,
it's all good.
I told you. There's no in between. It's either we go hard or we go home, which is topless or sweaters.
Oh my God. You have been like all over the place right now and just blessed with all these great like networks and families. Like we were talking earlier, where you've got like such incredible markets that you've been hitting with all three different shows. And with your movie back home and everything else, it's great.
Yeah, it's been, I honestly still, even today when I was coming over, I was like, yo, this is happening, man. It's a blessing. I'll just keep saying it and keep being grateful and just trying to live every day just in a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was just going to ask, what's next?
What's next? Well, Queen... it's definitely coming back for season three.
Yes!
So we're waiting to see where it hasn't. We don't quite know the story yet. So they're working on that. But that is scheduled for same time next year.
Yes.
But that was, oh man, that show was so much fun.
That is literally one of my favorite shows, actually. Yeah.
Well, you know what was funny? I had watched, so when I did the audition, I was like, let me watch the show now. So I had watched it and been like, yo, this is my show. And plus the badass females.
Yes.
Good grief. God. I remember watching it after the second or third episode, and I was watching it with my good friend, and we turned to each other, and obviously Camilla.
Yeah.
It was like, who is she? At the same time, everyone.
Yep.
My boys back home was messaging me like, yo. Who's that?
And you guys are really good friends off set,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, oh man, she is the best. Hilarious. One of
people.
The nicest, down to earth, just hilarious. I have such a great time. But all of them, Sandy, Molly, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone, Lisi, Yancy, every single person was on there. Joaquin, Peter, John. I'm telling you, it's been, I'm gonna just pinch myself. I'm still here. It's still happening.
We're going to see if there's anything else. Your voice sounds different from Have and Have Not.
Yeah, because
they
don't want to hear me speak like this ever. So, I got to conceal it.
And I have to say, you look different on every single show, though.
I've been trying to do that, though.
You're doing great job.
That was my thing when I started. I was like, I really want to just try and do as much. Because when I was growing up, I didn't fit into any of the cliques. So we used to have these corridors in school, and it was literally like the black corridor, the Asian corridor, the white, and then like the miscellaneous or whatever you want to call it, where I was hanging out. But then there would be names. So what would you call them over here? It'd be like Compton and then like Chinatown. That's what we call them. We was kids. It was stupid. So ours was Brixton and Green Street, which was like our predominant black and Asian.
Right.
But me, I was going everywhere. I'd go mix over here. I'd go mix over there, and genuinely get accepted because I'm like, I'm part Indian. I'm part black.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be with the whites. I have white, you know, way back. And then it's like, I never really had. Some people had their clique, so I was forced to blend. And you know, this culture over here. Oh, they like their hair like this, and oh, they wear it like this. So I literally would try all these different looks and cultures. And then as I got older, I was like, oh, I can pass for a few of them too, so, which worked out amazing for acting.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do as many variations as possible.
And you're doing a great job of
the
it.
The best part is when people say, I didn't even know that was you.
Yep.
Yes.
Did my job. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Did my job.
Got it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, we could talk all day long.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many more stories that are left to be unleashed.
We have to save some.
We have to save some for the next time. But thank you
anytime. This has been so much
fun. For coming on
and
joining. This is my first spotlight on too, so we're having two firsts.
See?
It's meant to be.
I want to do another one, though.
Oh, yeah.
I know I won't be your second, but it'll be my second.
Well, we'll bring you on for Queen of the South if I get to come back for the panel and
we
get to hear all of it. So,
can we get a buzzer going?
Yes, we'll have a buzzer next time. We will definitely have a buzzer for you. After Buzz, get it Buzz.
Sorry, I'm a goofball.
Well, thank you guys so much again for joining us for this incredible spotlight on with Nick Sager. And oh, he's waving.
Courtney, Wasteman Diaries was real fun. Sorry I didn't get time to talk about it, but I'm glad you've seen it. That's dope.
Yeah, and it's, he's on Facebook Live that he's been doing and Instagram, so be sure to follow him. You can follow me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz. And why don't you plug yourself and say where everybody's at? Oh, he's giving all the love to Facebook Live.
To everyone. Everyone just. I want to spread love, man.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Goofball, Nick D. Sega, at Nick D. Sega. If you want to follow me, follow. If not, hey, no hard feelings.
I'm sure everybody will now. Thank you guys so much again, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.